From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A recent financial analysis of the top 10 fastest-growing industries in the United States caught the attention of our food correspondent. Sandwiched between social network game development and green building construction, at spot number 8 was hot sauce production. Sales have reached $1 billion a year, and NPR's Allison Aubrey looks at what is fueling our taste for fire.
If you find the idea of dousing your scrambled eggs in Tabasco or Texas Pete a little over the top, as I do, then the people I'm about to introduce you to will seem almost crazy. They're hot sauce fanatics, chili heads, they call themselves. And if they were a fraternity, John Hard might be president.
There's almost an addicting quality to eating hot sauce. It's a passion.
And the number of people in the United States who share this passion seems to be growing.
Hot sauce has really taken off in sales.
John Hard should know. We caught up with him at the North Market in Columbus, Ohio. A little over 15 years ago, he jettisoned his first career selling fire extinguishers and decided to try selling his own concoctions of hot sauce.
I used to put out fires, now I start them.
It hasn't been easy. John says the first year he was at it, he didn't make much at all. But now, with over $1 million in annual sales, his business has moved out of his home, and he employs 9 people. He's followed a strategy to help his hot sauces stand apart from the rest. He seeks out some of the hottest peppers on the planet.
The hottest chili pepper in the world currently is the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion. And I'm going to try a sauce here that we call Moruga Madness. It's one of our newest hot sauces.
Serious chili heads know to find him here on Saturdays. A few have gathered around now.
I would consider myself definitely a chili head.
Dante Allen puts a bit of this super hot Moruga Madness on a cracker and tries it. This is what it's all about.
My eyes are itching and it feels like, you know, the canal that connects between your ear and your throat, it feels like it's filling with fire.
And this is supposed to be fun?
It's not necessarily a good feeling. It, like, you eat the hot sauce, and then you get that burn, and then, you know, you get kind of like this calm. Like, you know what I mean? Like the storm is over. Just like, ah.
It's a bit like a runner's high, and that's quite a ride to get out of a little red bottle. It made me wonder, is there something about chili heads that makes them different? Turns out, back in the 1980s, a psychology professor at Penn named Paul Rozin discovered in a study with a bunch of undergrads that there was a connection between liking roller coasters and liking spicy food.
People enjoy the fact that their heart is pounding, that their body thinks they're plunging to their death, and they know they're okay.
It's benign thrill-seeking, he says. It feels dangerous, but people know it's really not. Fast forward 30 years, and there's now new evidence that perhaps personality is a significant player in this lust for heat or spice in our food. Researchers at Penn State measured people's inclinations toward sensation-seeking and their food preferences, too. They found that those who were most inclined to enjoy action movies or exploring were about 6 times more likely to enjoy the burn of a spicy meal. Researcher John Hayes says the findings were quite a surprise.
Oh, I was absolutely stunned that the relationship was as strong as we found.
Given that food preferences are an incredibly complex mix of everything from genetics to culture,
to what mom and dad fed us as children. So the idea that we could link a personality measure to preference for spicy food and find such a strong relationship was very exciting.
So how does this explain the huge growth in the popularity of hot sauce? It's not as if we suddenly became a nation of sensation seekers. Not at all, says Peter Moore, editor of Men's Health magazine. He says big demographic shifts have been the driver here. As Hispanic and Asian populations grow, the influence of their culinary traditions does too.
What I would say is that because heat is so much a part of cuisines from around the world, as we respect the integrity of those cuisines, we also seek out the kinds of heat that they bring to them.
Moore says it's men leading the way on this one. For lots of guys, it's about the competition.
Guys are into that. How much pain can I bear? And can I show my buddy that I can stand it worse than he can? So that competitive nature between men absolutely kicks in, especially when it's a realm of cuisine that they kind of feel like they own.
But as the hot sauce craze continues to grow, the question is, will that claim last? Allison Aubrey, NPR News.